listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy, everybody. Ahoy to you, Hamish.
And to you, sir. And even to you, Jack.
Although,
thank you. Ahoy, hello.
Jack, how are you feeling about your new tracksuit? It's nice to have new ones.
Great to have new ones. Fila.
Fila.
World-renowned leisure wear company.
Yes.
Focusing in sports. Not a huge footprint in cricket. Probably some. Not a huge footprint in, not all sports.
No, they probably don't do all sports. But
you can't be everything to everyone. But they, I bet you they make a mean, I feel like they make specialty shoes, like a tennis shoe Table tennis probably. And fencing,
these,
who knows.
Are these for lure?
Mate. I tell you what, if you're looking for a velvet or a velour tracksuit, look no further than what we're wearing. I don't think we'll be changing the tracksuits for a while.
Hamish,
Jack, unfortunately, it was a lucky dip and you got the...
A martini green. But actually, I don't mind it.
Oh, you've given it a jazzy number.
I just read the label.
Oh, okay.
Martini green's generous from Fila. Martinis are clear drinks. I mean, the olive's green. So if what you're trying to say is Spanish olive green, correct, but you can't call yourself martini green.
Yeah.
That's like calling yourself royal gold. Well, that's the colour of the hat, but not the queen.
Yeah, it's true. Haim, as is tradition, we've got to say ahoy to Hannah.
Where's Hannah from?
Sweden. And this is what she's up to today.
Ahoy, Hamish and Andy. This is Hannah from Stockholm, Sweden. Today, I'm taking care of my slightly hungover boyfriend whilst watching Vasaloppet, which is the world's oldest and biggest cross-country ski race, where thousands of crazy people ski for 90 kilometers. Take care. Bye.
I love it, Hannah. Oh, yeah, that's a great cross-country ski race.
Yeah.
I love that it's thousands of crazy people, not just cross-country skiers. But also, I loved that with Hannah when she was like, she obviously feels like she needs to give us some info and we appreciate it too. Yeah. But then went, no, I've given enough. Okay, bye. You get it. 90Ks, ski race.
Haim, kick today's show off.
Hey, Ando, to start today, Jack and I have something we were talking about the other day, and I said, actually, I think we should bring this up on the podcast. I've either got this very wrong, or I might have uncovered some light fraud in Jack's life. Not credit card or money fraud. We all know he's capable of that. Yeah. Out and out stealing. Theft, Jack. Need we bring up your old job or what you do at the automatic checkout?
Yeah, I stole some popcorn from my previous employer.
You sure did.
In the shape of money.
Just like bank robbers sometimes steal some of that sweet popcorn from the bank vault. If we're all talking crime lingo. Yes, you saw quite a bit of popcorn down your sock. No, it's all good. You got immunity on podcasts. Everyone knows because it's an international format.
Yeah,
you can't be prosecuted by any country. No, this is more like I think we've uncovered fraud from a man we all know, Ando, has told Jack something or has certainly allowed Jack to think something that I believe to be false.
Okay.
The man in question is our good friend Dunk. You went to high school with him?
Yep.
Through his girlfriend Jack's wife, they're very good mates.
They are good mates.
Jack sees a fair bit of Dunk, and Dunk and Jack are mates.
Yep.
I'm not trying to cut you out of being mates with Dunk.
Not
as close as Andy and Dunk. So don't you dare try and claim that, Jack. But here's the thing. I was talking to Jack over the summer breaks. This is months ago now. And we were talking about altitude.
Sickness.
Talking about hiking or maybe like Everest or something. And I don't know, just having a general chit-chat about something. Talking about Everest, and then Jack said, I was talking to Dunk the other day, and when he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, what did Dunk say exactly?
He said we couldn't actually stay at the top for very long because of the altitude sickness I was getting, so we only stay there. That's right. I asked him, how long do you stay at the top? Do you stay and take photos or do you get down quite quickly? He's like, you can't stay very long at the top.
Well, Dunk...
And I said to Jack, did he really say that, Jack? Because I always remember that Dunk did go to Kilimanjaro. Yeah. But he didn't summit.
Oh, he didn't stay at the top because he didn't get
he
to
didn't
the top.
Summit, didn't he? I knew he didn't summit. He didn't summit. And he was devastated when he came back.
He was first person out of his family. I think his mum, an Irish woman, obviously older than Dunk because it's his mum.
Yeah.
I think she got a lot further. Yeah,
tough as nails.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. No, Dunk got nowhere near the
and
top.
Jack, so you would say that Dunk was certainly keen to give the group the impression, or you the impression, that he had summited.
Perhaps he didn't directly tell a lie and said, I got to the top and I didn't stay very long, but by no means did he say, no, I didn't actually get to the top, so I didn't stay any time at the top.
He was giving the group information about what it's like at
the
top.
I think it's 1,000 feet short of the top. I remember it being, yeah. I think
it's an implied lie,
yeah,
because he's implied that, yes, I've made it to the top, but I didn't stay very long.
Here's a fun fact about the summit of Kilimanjaro: you can't actually stay up there very long.
If Dunk, like if it was a sponge cake, he got to the vanilla in the middle. He never got near the icing.
I was saying halfway.
He got,
He got 3-layer sponge or even a 2-layer sponge?
Of a 3-layer sponge, he would have got to the second bit
layer
of
cream.
Yeah.
Which is still a nice meal, but it's not the whole cake.
We should call. Oh, we
well,
should
I wanted the, I wanted to maybe call. I think you got to call Dunk, Jack, and go.
So what do you think he said?
I asked the question. When you get to the top of Kilimanjaro, can you stay very long? Do you take photos up there or do you get to the top, go, we did it, and then straight back down?
Yeah.
He said you don't stay very long at the top because of altitude.
And had he been talking about his trip to Kilimanjaro?
Yes, we had been talking about that.
Give him a call. He knows what he's done.
Jack, don't say that we're here.
Okay.
And just go, I was trying to recount how long you're allowed to stay at the top.
Yeah. You go, I'm thinking of doing Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
But I don't want to, you know. I don't want to, if you can't set the top very low.
Duncan speaking.
Hey, Dunk, it's Jack Post. How are you?
Jack, I'm well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. You know the other day when you were in Balroy for dinner, we were talking about Kilimanjaro?
Yeah.
Bianca and I are thinking of doing it.
Ooh.
Do you think we could?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like,
absolutely.
I just didn't know how hard it was.
Oh, mate, no issues at all. It's not a hard thing. It's just when you're up that high, altitude sickness can impact anyone. So it's not a physically demanding thing at all.
Yeah, right. It's, so some people get less lucky than others for altitude sickness.
Yeah. It's completely, sort of completely separate.
And what's it like at the top?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Dunk, it's my understanding that you never made it to the top.
No, that's untrue, Andy. I was up there. I had a feeling there was a...
Dunk, sorry. Obviously, Hamish Nenny here as well. Stories are swirling around here about if Kilimanjaro was a sponge cake, how would you have got to the cream, the second layer of cream, or indeed the icing at the summit?
I thought you reported back no icing at all. You didn't make it to the top. No, didn't no family members make it to the top?
Go with no. The rest of the group made it up, no problems. I got on the final. I mean, it was the final morning ascent, and I got probably within about, I don't know, 150 metres of the top.
Thought I pretty much done it.
rounding error. Some GPSs are only accurate to 200. So.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. It was a little bit of a...
I've been there.
This is as good as it's going to get, so I may as well head back down.
I've been there.
Thank you, Doug. Sorry to bother your work.
Jack told us, was talking about when you summoned Kilimanjaro, and he didn't come within 150, so you got quite close to the icing. Yeah. But it reminded us that there was some differing versions of if indeed you had been up there, but it seemed like even when Jack was talking to you there, you're not keen to jump in and correct people about the 150. Happy enough to let the story spread that the view at the top's great.
Near enough, good enough.
I agree, mate. Thanks, buddy.
We'll call it a summit.
I'm watching Music Max on Foxtel.
Far out. Still on, is it?
Still on, yeah.
Because V's
gone,
isn't it?
No, V's still going.
Is V gone? Are V still going?
I think so.
I thought V was out quite a while ago.
Maybe V is just music now because they, I remember they said they were getting
no
rid of
more
all
VJs. Because remember it was like
there's no shows. It's just music. Just 100%. Yeah.
Which is what people get told when they apply to be a VJ.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, no, there's no shows.
No shows.
That ended years ago. No. Just clips. Just a direct pipe from the US. That's all we got.
So Music Max, obviously.
The Music Max is good for a classic 50 song countdown or whatever.
Yeah, it just piles through them, goes mainly from, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s more than your current hit.
Yeah.
One thing that I've really learnt of recent times is, boy, did they love an intro back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the intros go for so long without any, without a...
I guess because it was the days of albums, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where it's like you needed to, there's just a rule of how long a song needs to be.
Vocals can come in a minute in to a song. Yeah. The equivalent of the...
Same as sitcoms.
Exactly.
The sitcom intro sometimes would, you know, I've been rewatching The Sopranos at the moment. Yeah. That's a minute and a half, that intro.
That intro.
And that's just money in the bank.
Yeah,
same thing every week.
Would they
driving home from New York to Jersey, money in the bank.
Would they play the full intro at concerts? They probably would. They didn't care, did they?
Mate, they'd extend it.
Yeah.
Cool Boys in the Front, man, we weren't against extending our intro a bit.
Also, a lot of verses back in the day.
Sure.
Songs were a lot longer. Yeah. And the song Walk the Dinosaur came on. Do you know that song?
Four on the floor. Yeah. Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Got a little example for you here. Yep. For people who don't know the song. I walk the dinosaur. It had a little bit of a dance along with it. I walk
the dinosaur. This is the intro into the chorus. I thought maybe it's not the song I'm thinking of. Maybe it's the song I'm thinking about. There it is. That's what I'm remembering.
Have you ever listened to the entire song?
I have children, so I don't have the free time available.
Yeah, but this song was out before your children.
No, but to sit at home, and I haven't gone back through the back catalogue yet. I have not listened to the whole song. Am I to assume Walk the Dinosaur is a dance?
You're
walking the dinosaur around the dance
floor.
There's
a little bit of a dance that they would have tried to do, that, and then a group of people dance it at the end.
I can't say I've ever listened to the whole thing.
Okay.
I was even surprised to hear him say, open the door.
Yeah.
So the dinosaur's at your house.
Get a load of the last chorus.
Sorry, accidental bell ring. You heard that in the background, I dropped my pen.
You know, the verse leads up to it, but I didn't want to bore you with the whole thing. But this goes into the last chorus.
No, I killed it. I haven't killed the dinosaur.
Weird, in. They invited dinosaur around to their house for what seems like a party. Everyone's gathering together, going, oh, yeah, great. Everyone, who's had a walk? Who's had a walk? What time is it? Oh, it's getting late. The party needs to finish. All right, everyone have a go at killing it.
Everybody, that's astonishing. It's what you would do in caveman times if you had dinosaurs around.
Yep.
You befriend a dinosaur, come over, we've got a really special thing planned. Oh, what is it? Oh, you'll find out.
Yeah. You know? So if you're wondering how they got
a walking thing.
If you're wondering how they became extinct, there was just a lot of
dinner parties. It's one of those songs where you always think it goes one way, but no one would ever remember the verse, that chorus, everyone killed the dinosaur. Can I throw one at you that I heard the other day that there's a shock? Finish this lyric. Won't you take me to
a funky town?
Yep. You reckon it's that too, Jack?
Yeah.
Won't you take me to Funky Town?
Yeah.
It's won't you take me to a funky town?
Yeah.
We all forget the Bombshell.
Not as good.
I didn't have time to go and get the music, but I'll have a few next episode. And, of course, one thing this podcast is famous for is testing the claims and the skills and the sometimes brags, but other times amazing revelations of the people, valued and important podcasters that listen to this show, part of the Hamish and Andy podcast family, who have special skills, who claim they can do something really, if not superhuman, at least suprahuman.
Yeah. Just one. You know, if the internet's big, it's an intranet version of a human.
It's not the best thing in the world, but it's certainly better than a standard thing.
Than a regular.
Yeah, it's human plus. That's the level we like to play in.
Haim, from time to time we have, obviously 50% of the emails go to you, 50% go to me. we bring to the show an opportunity to fly someone in that maybe lives interstate, and it just so happened that this week we both had one.
Well, I said to you, Anna, I want to chat to my guy because I want to get an idea of the skill. He's outside of Melbourne where we do the podcast. It'll be some financial. There'll be a financial burden on the show.
Yep.
If we're going to pay to fly him in to see this, we're going to be sure that we're seeing the right thing. Coincidentally enough, you're in the same boat. So
we've got a pledge today to fly one person.
It's a one skill pledge.
Yeah.
Someone will come to the show and test their skill. Now, I hope they're both at a superior level and it's just a wonderful round robin.
Yeah.
I also hope that they're not both at a very subpar level and we've accidentally pledged an airfare to someone we know is going to be underwhelming.
Do you want to go first or me too?
I think I'd like to go first.
Okay.
Elliot, are you there, my friend?
Ahoy, boys. How's it going?
Ahoy, Elliot.
And the happiest of birthdays to Andy.
Oh, you've started well, Elliot. Thank you for relieving the burden on this wonderful birthday year. Happy birthday year again, Ando.
No.
Elliot, mate, I loved yours because you listed two skills. Mm-hmm. You said you can perfectly draw a line on a piece of paper to a desired length without using a ruler.
Wow.
Or can perfectly identify the length of a line drawn on a piece of paper to the nearest millimetre, and you sign off with, you choose which is better.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
If we said to you, Elliot, draw a straight line 25 centimetres...
Yeah, or actually, I'd say 252 mil.
Yeah. Could you do that?
I'd say it'd be a pretty good chance.
What about this?
What's your error? Like plus or minus 5 mil?
That might be too hard for precision. What if you drew the line,
drew
the line, stepped back, and then told us how far it was? Is that easier?
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's my specialty. 3 to 10 centimetres.
Okay, so you like to play smallish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereabouts do you live, Elliot? What state?
Brisbane.
Yeah, thought okay.
Okay. All right, great. We've learned enough about Elliot.
I think we got a good idea of what Elliot's got.
I present to you Michael. Michael, are you there?
Yep. Hello, boys.
Mike, ahoy. Thanks for being with us.
Michael writes this. Remember at school how kids would spin their pen around their thumb? I've seen you do this, Haim.
I usually can do it.
I can do it with any object.
Like a fork or something.
No, he said it can be...
Sausage?
Including non-pen-shaped objects.
Banana? I could probably do a banana, I reckon.
It's an important qualification. I have to be able to hold it in one hand, so it can't be too heavy or a liquid.
Michael, I assume it needs some length on it?
Yeah, it needs a little bit of length. I can still do pretty short items.
What's the shortest thing you've done?
I can do even cylindrical things like a golf ball or... Like earbuds, that sort of stuff works.
It's an earbud. Yeah, you get it round.
And then what about the biggest thing you've done?
Yeah, could you do a pool cue? Because I've done a pool cue.
I was talking to a couple of mates to say that I was going to be on here spruiking my skill, and I was playing pool with them, and I managed to know like our show, and so I did it with a pool cue.
What was the reaction like?
They were a bit underwhelmed. To be honest.
I know, okay.
They were underwhelmed. Because it's all about, you got to find that center of gravity, the balance. Being a spinner myself, that's your first step. Is it impressive to see the earbud go around a thumb?
The smaller the item, the harder it is. And it looks kind of funny because you don't get like a nice clean spin that you would get with a pen.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Because the pen has an element of flair to it, where for a second it kind of spins around like, I don't know, like a twirling baton person out the front of a marching band.
Yeah.
But if they were at the front of a marching band just with a small Frankfurt sausage dwelling around, it's less of a visual.
Yep.
It's less exciting, isn't it?
It's better when it's a bigger thing.
Okay. I think we've heard them both. Yeah, Michael, let's put them both on hold. Michael.
Hard for me here, Amber, because
Can we have a drone or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
here we go. We've asked Jack the impossible.
Interesting.
I'm clouded because I have some element of that skill. I don't think I can do it to the level Mike can do it.
But you're not as impressed, are you?
Well, I know in my heart, if I'm being really honest, I've done a pool cue. I know I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a big one.
No.
Not the biggest one.
Yeah.
Not the one with a little X on the end where you can't reach the ball.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've done that. But I am saying I've done a small pool cue.
Okay.
I'm saying it loud and clear.
Yeah.
So you'd have to.
to know that.
Yes.
Going into
no,
it.
You would
be responsible for 130% of the energy on the day.
With all, I mean, I like Michaels, but I am more excited about Elliott's.
But I know they're very small lines, though, we're talking about. That's the other negative for Elliott. We were talking about quite small lines.
It's a 10 centimetre line. Yeah, that's true. Jack, where did your head go to?
He said 3 to 10.
Yeah. I sadly was disappointed by both. No, I mean, I'm erring towards the line, for the longer line.
So we go back
to Elliott. Wanted a bit of a longer line, to be fair. But I think it's unfair to say disappointed by both. They're both doing things you can't do, mate.
So do we go with Elliott?
Do you want some more drone hit run out?
No. I think Elliott.
I think. Well, let's ask Elliott if he would be willing to do 10 to 15 centimetres.
Yes. Elliott, do you think you can do 10 to 15?
I think I can, yeah.
Okay, mate.
You're coming.
We're
going
to fly
Melbourne.
Into Melbourne. Come to the show. And if we could have Michael again for a second. Michael, I love your skill. Obviously, I'm a practitioner myself. I think that unfortunately worked against you on the day.
Yeah, yeah. If I was the best at drawing lines, I think that would have worked against Elliott.
Small lines.
I think Michael's gone.
Michael's either really upset or he's just not answering or he has gone.
Yeah, that's
But anyway.
I'm just struggling.
Are you struggling?
It's a disappointment. Yep, I understand.
Mike, I'm going to send you out a token of no value. It's very small. And you should have no trouble spinning it around your thumb.
And it's about, again, no value.
No value. This token is not a coin. It is a token of no value and has no value whatsoever.
Is there any chance on a whole lot of chickens t-shirt? Are any of those still floating around?
Jacko?
Jack?
None left.
None left.
Except for the dodgy side who's doing...
Don't promote them. Okay. We're trying to shut them. You're trying to shut them down.
Okay. There is some fakes flying around.
Yeah, there are some
just
fakes.
Just be careful.
There are some fakes. Well, I mean, you might as well buy a fake since the real guy won't produce any. Mike, we're going to send you out $10 to put towards a... towards a fake whole lot of chicken
t-shirt.
That's
true. $10 cash and a token of no value.
So a plastic oblong of $10 value.
Yeah.
That's the $10 note and a token of no value.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon, Elliott.
See you, mate.
Ando, some exciting movie news. Hot off the heels a few weeks ago of the bombshell that you didn't see Mary Poppins over the summer. I wanted to take everyone's minds back to another film you didn't see that you promised you would see. Purpose of a Dog.
Purpose of a Dog, yeah.
Purpose of a Dog is a film that came out a couple of years ago. Loosely, I think we can give a bit of a spoiler here if you haven't seen it. If you were going to see it, you would have seen it.
Yeah. Was it a dog's purpose?
Yeah. we just always knew it as Purpose of a Dog.
I can't remember. I don't know whether it was a dog's purpose or Purpose of a Dog. It
might have been dog's purpose. I always remembered it as Purpose of a Dog. So in Purpose of a Dog, you got a dog, you got a kid that grows up with a dog, then the guy grows up through his life, he has several dogs.
Yep.
From the trailer, it looked like he played with a football with the dog when he was young and the dog did a special jump and catch.
Okay.
Then he's an old man and he's got a new dog, a puppy, but he's old now. Yep. And the puppy does the jump and catch. And so the gist is that dog's been reincarnated his whole life. And I think the dog goes off and lives with other families, doesn't he?
I think he gets reincarnated into other family dogs and then eventually comes
speculation
back.
Speculation of a trailer of
doesn't matter,
a movie
that's
it.
Jack's
got...
right. Jack's right. Jack's right. He goes off and lives with other families and has adventures all around the world through the power of reincarnation, comes back at the end of this guy's life, does the catch, and the guy's like, oh, my God, Skip.
I got him again.
You've come back.
Yeah. A dog's purpose is what it's called.
Yeah. So that's Purpose of a Dog. And and we begged you, you promised actually on the show you're going to take Beck to go and see it, Gold Class.
Yes.
And you didn't back when we had the radio show.
No. Accidentally.
Bit of a scandal ensued. The people in charge of releasing Purpose of a Dog were like, please have the DVD. You haven't watched it. You didn't follow up. Beck loves dogs.
Yep.
You're lukewarm on pets. I thought that chapter had ended. Could you imagine my surprise the other night when I go to the movies with my wife, I see a poster, Way Home of a Dog, it's a sequel.
Is it a sequel?
Yeah. It's from the same people that made Purpose of a Dog.
It's called A Dog's Purpose. Are you sure that the new one's called Way Home from a Dog?
It might be called A Dog's Way Home. But from the Purpose of a Dog people, now we get Way Home of a Dog.
Yeah.
I just think this is a sign. I think this is a sign from the cinema dog
gods.
Okay.
I thought we might get back on the phone. If we got back up, are we going to give her a buzz?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she would like to know about Way Home of a Dog.
I'm not even convinced that's the name of it. No, your level of research.
Hello.
Beck.
Yes.
Sorry, Hamish.
I'm here as well.
And your boyfriend, Andy, here. How are you going?
Good.
Beck, I'm calling you with exciting news. Do you remember what? A few years ago when Andy promised he would take you to go and see a Gold Class, that movie, Purpose of a Dog?
A dog. It's a dog's purpose. Yes.
Yeah, you remember that? And you remember how he didn't do that?
Yes.
Yeah, gutting. You probably would have thought you'd never get the chance again, but there's a new film coming out by the same people that made that film.
Yes.
And it's called Way Home of a Dog.
No, it's called A Dog's Way Home.
And it's probably got a similar vibe.
I'd love to see it. Andy's, I still haven't seen the first. Maybe we should do a movie marathon.
Well, Andy has just promised before we called you that he would love to take you to see this movie.
We'll do one.
And buy you a dog.
No,
I didn't say buy a dog.
He wants to see the movie, he was saying, and then if he feels, he said that will be the last thing that will tip him over the edge to buy a dog.
I'm not sure if he'll buy a dog, but I'll definitely go and see one of the films of your choice.
Well, we should buy a dog.
To convince you, yeah, I think you should, Ando. To convince you, Ando, mm-hmm. we got the trailer.
Okay.
For Way Home of a Dog.
A Dog's Way Home, it's called.
I should point out, though, I couldn't find the trailer online, but I have seen the poster. So Jack and I made the trailer because I think we picked up the vibe from the poster.
Okay.
Here it is.
From the producers of Purpose of a Dog.
I don't believe it. Skip, is that you?
Roof, roof.
Oh, great, it is.
Comes the heartwarming tale of a puppy.
Oh, who's this little guy?
Oh, I love dogs. Who's this?
It's a really young one.
Who faces incredible odds.
Where am I?
A puppy no one thought would ever make it.
You lost, dog. You lost.
You'll never make your way home unless...
You're never going to get there. You're just a cute puppy. You don't know where you are.
Home.
What are you doing here?
You skipped back.
And now the puppies have puppies. Great to be at home.
Way Home of a Dog.
Boy, oh boy, what an adventure, huh?
I love having the dog back.
If you don't go and see this film and buy your girlfriend a dog after, you're a monster.
We're great pets.
Way Home of a Dog. In cinemas soon, but dogs available now.
Buy me. For sale.
I rob you, Andy.
I rob you, Andy.
Jack does a really good job of pretending to be a dog.
And that's the trailer. So that's what you've got waiting for you at the movies.
I can't wait.
Honestly, you can't be excited about that trailer.
Andy, think about it. If the dog's purpose was the dog getting reincarnated, you can only imagine what Way Home of a Dog will be about. He's probably so lost, he would give himself less than a 1% chance of getting home. And I bet you what happens at the end of the film,
yeah.
He does get home. Somehow he found his way home.
Thanks.
Well, Beck, don't you want to go and spend 90 minutes seeing a dog go home?
Is it a 90-minute film?
96.
Is it? You sort of looked it up?
Yeah.
That's good value.
I just wanted to see how much time I was investing.
Six bonus minutes of, I bet you the dog gets home at the 90-minute mark.
Yep.
And then the last six is celebrations.
And credits.
Yep.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go.
And then we get the dog after?
Pending.
And then we get the dog.
We'll go to the cinema.
Yeah, go to one near a pet store. Or a rescue shelter. You should get a rescue.
Bye, Beck.
Bye.
Great news about the dog. Go on your back.
Haim, I like to call rather than text, don't I? And I think that's probably an annoying thing for most people.
You like to call. If you're in the car, you like to... You enjoy the efficiency of the Bluetooth system.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's probably where it comes from.
Text will stockpile up during the day and I tend to call everybody back.
Yeah.
What is the rule?
Got a call list, like the president.
Yeah.
This is your call sheet.
If someone texts, are you allowed to change format? I got accused of you're not allowed to change formats the other day. So if someone emails you, don't get back to them via text. If someone
texts you,
don't call them back.
I got a list of people who I would never call, mm-hmm. but I would text.
Yeah.
I think you're rare in the sense that, you know, if someone texts you like a work thing,
yeah.
you'll call them back. A lot of people these days have forgotten how to talk on the phone.
Yeah,
and so maybe it's a bit of a power move from your behalf. Like, you're practicing every day on the phone,
yes,
building up your telephone skills. You've probably got, I haven't been in your car for a couple of weeks. Mm. I know it's been repaired, but you've probably got post-it notes in your car of cool things to talk about, like topics and stuff. Because you're on the phone so much, you've probably got a good phone game.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you enjoy catching people flat-footed who are used to texting.
Yeah, it's probably not that.
Could be. If you delve a bit deeper, it might be that.
But it is the efficiency. Yeah, when you're in a car, there's nothing else to do, may as well get back to people.
I will call all my, like the 10 I have saved as favourites, I'm happy to do a call.
Yeah.
But I reckon if you haven't talked to someone on the phone for 6 months, you maybe will never talk to them on the phone. Like, there's a list of people that it's weird. It would be, if I look through my text messages, 80% would be weird to talk to on the phone.
Yeah. So I had to get back to the head of our television network.
Hamish Andy Networks.
The one we work for.
Who do we put in the head of it again? Oh, no, Channel 9.
Channel 9. Channel 9. Channel 9. Yeah, Channel 9. So I was like, I'll wait to the car and I'll get in. Now, again, for efficiency, often as I'm getting in, sometimes the phone takes a while to connect.
Yeah, that's actually why you're buying a new car. Be honest.
Yeah, I did. After I test drove the car, the first thing I said to him after he said,
"Do the phone connect fast?"
I said, "The phone connects fast."
No airbags, missing a wheel. Clearly a dog died in the back, but my God, the Bluetooth speed, I'll take it.
So, hey, it was kind of connecting. I didn't quite hear the message bank message. It must have gone straight to message bank where I thought I have a few rings, but I heard the beep. And I'm like, oh, I'm on for a message here.
Yeah, great.
Right. And right as I start to leave the message, a cop car comes up beside me, really blaring his sirens, and had been kind of stuck, so he couldn't get past.
Right.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll use this. Yeah. So I said, oh, g'day, Hugh. Sorry, the cops have just got me. I've just murdered someone.
Dark but topical. Sure, there has been a murder recently somewhere.
Just murdered someone and they've finally got me, as you can see. And it was getting louder and louder. I was like, okay, mate, I'm going to have to call you back. Right. And then heard this.
Your voice message is being converted to text and will be sent as an SMS. Thanks for using Telstra's message-to-text service.
Makes it darker. Yeah, the message-to-text doesn't yet provide context of any background noises you might be incorporating for a funny message.
Yes. So what do you think I do from here? I've left it. This happened this morning. I've essentially texted our boss, hey, mate, I've just been caught for murder. The cops have got me. And that's the end of the text.
Has he got back to you?
No, he hasn't got back to me. Completely out of
context. Kind of shows you where we stand at Channel 9.
Yeah.
We're not the most valuable stars.
If it was Gustav and Irving.
Yeah. Oh, man, if it was someone big, they'd be like, oh, well, all right, one of Hamish Andy's been done for murder.
Yeah.
Joe, can we get Charlie Pickering back off the BBC? And I want to touch on something that came up a lot last week during Jack's surprise housewarming.
Yeah.
Sometimes accidentally, sometimes on purpose. But it started a few weeks ago. We did cover this extensively, and I assume everyone's listening to this in order. Jack, a couple of weeks back on the podcast, made a real song and dance about Mission corn chips.
Yes.
Tortilla triangles, as we later found out, they're officially called on the pack.
Yep.
Right? So he's gone, oh, man, I love them. And we thought he's mentioning this a lot. He has done behind the scenes paid endorsements before that pop up on the show. Suddenly he's mentioning a certain brand of hardware store or a sushi chain.
I've never done a paid endorsement. I have got sushi for free, one packet only, and a Yamaha guitar for free, one guitar only.
And what are you sleeping on at the moment?
A koala mattress.
I mean, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. So as soon as a brand name sneaks out of his mouth, you instantly go to yourself, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
This is some sort of like three-layer deal. Yeah. He's probably speaking at their Christmas party.
Yeah, exactly.
Like whatever
yesterday,
he can.
Two posts. Two social media posts.
Three
speaks
posts.
At their party.
Two sandwich board days. Whatever it takes.
And I wonder what line item this is. And one sneaky mention. One SM.
Yeah, one pretend. Like one F-O-T-T-H. Faux off the top of the head. Like, oh, you know what I like, guys? Mission chips. Right? So anyway, they caught wind of it. Of course they did. They were monitoring because Jack had promised them a mention.
Yeah.
They sent us a whole bunch of the things, chips. Some we liked, some we didn't.
Yeah.
Some flavours we were into, some we weren't. Mm. Too many, I would say, where the feedback was. The bus was sort of sick of them by the time we got to Jack's house. And then we find out later, Jack, maybe the deal fell through. Maybe the check bounced from Mission, because then all of a sudden when we turn up his house, he goes, oh, I don't really like these that much.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Doritos got to him in the meantime.
I was just trying to show that I am impartial, truly impartial, and nothing has gone on behind the scenes.
Right. So then we were left very confused and embarrassed with about 100 bags of Mission tortilla triangles.
Yep.
And in all that confusion, it occurred to me last week, we're all like, you know, he likes him, he doesn't like him, we don't know, he's like a moody teenager. Yeah. We're trying to like, I thought you liked lasagna. No, I'm veggie now. Oh, what do you like? You know, we're trying to cater to his ever-changing tastes. We never really had the conversation. I've been thinking about it all week. Mm. All right, if you don't like him, what is, my question to the team, we've never, it blows my mind, we've actually never talked about this as a group, and it should be, it's kind of probably the thing that's most passionate to us. What's the number one chip? Let's get it on the table and have an official...
Across all categories?
Yeah, I think we actually have to go packeted and hot, because I'll put my vote in for hot. I don't know if this chain's available in all states, but Schnitz. Oh, you ever had those? Delicious. They're incredible. The chicken I could take or leave, to be honest. Yeah. Which is, I mean, that's their main product.
The chicken's sometimes too small, do you find?
Too much batter, not enough chicken.
I would say KFC when done right. It's a high risk.
Yeah.
They're, you know, it's like they're
you
like.
You need
that,
the chef to be on.
They're, they're like a footy player who sometimes kicks miraculous goals but then goes missing.
True. Oh, so, yeah, but you can't rely on a 70-meter torp every serve.
No, exactly. But so if you they're know too inconsistent.
If you've got a favourite restaurant, though, and you know, okay, Saturday mornings, I think Terry's on. and that's your hangover venue of choice. Yeah. And then I would back KFC. I think Schnitz. Because it also comes down to, if we're talking hot chips, and I think we are at the moment, longevity, you know, because a lot of, like, delivery says, like, your Uber Eats and stuff, that is a paid endorsement, but if I had to just pick one, I'd say Uber Eats. A lot of those guys, there's some places you're going to get chips from, some you're not, because they're not going
to
last.
Well, let's go back to packet chips, because I think
packet chips, what is the king, who's the king of that world?
I'm going to throw this out there that I'm never disappointed when they come out. Sure, there'll be times where I prefer another chip, but I'm never disappointed with a Smith's crinkle cut salt and vinegar.
I was going to say salt and vinegar kettle, because I'm a little bit more of an evolved palate than you.
Oh, what a snob. He's lost touch with the common man.
He hasn't. He hasn't. You can get him.
Yeah,
you can get
you're
him
right.
More.
Kettle is very upmarket.
I'm not asking for a personal chef.
Does someone feed them to you while you get fanned down, do you?
Yeah, if they're wearing gloves. I don't want the hand oil to interact with the potato oil.
But salt and vinegar and Jack...
I do like a corn chip. I do like a corn chip and a
don't
chip.
Don't tell me we're back.
No, I do. So I would happily have a Doritos cheese supreme or a Mission cheese supreme or their version of cheese supreme, which I think is called cheese supreme or extra cheese.
So you aren't happy with the standard amount of cheese is what you're trying to say. You need a supreme and extra. You need the maximum level of...
Definitely a normal corn chip would not be my favourite.
Mm-hmm. So if it's a cheese, is there such a cheese corn chip out there where the food scientists haven't done everything they can to get the maximum amount of cheese molecules on the
maximum
chip.
Maximum cheese. That would be a good
brand. No corn. I mean, I guess it'd just be, you would just go to the factory and have the seasoning stamped into triangles. I get the sense that's where we're heading. Cornless chips. Cornless, restaurant quality, cornless cheese triangles would probably be your best friend Mission's next product.
All right, can I ask one last quick question then? This is why I said Mission the other day instead of Doritos, because... they just look a little bit healthier from the packaging, maybe.
That's clever. Do you know what the cleverness of Mission is? Mm. They have the clear window on the front, so it says we've got nothing to hide. And, I mean, we pointed this out on the way there. They do have something to hide, because they advertise them as tortilla triangles. Yeah. But with the breakage, often the tip's broken off, so it's actually a rhomboid. And so if I was there, my feedback's going to be like, you should be the last company that has a window on the front, because you've lied about the shape and we could all see it.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.